To the editor. As we approach the next municipal election this fall, I begin to take interest in the dynamics around the council table in small, medium-sized communities around northern and eastern Ontario. No question that the last few years have been trying ones for mayors and councils alike. The COVID-19 pandemic has brought new challenges to the council table, and most communities have managed the trials quite well, ensuring they followed the advice and direction of the province closely. But COVID-19, in some communities, was only the tip of the iceberg of issues on the council table. Many mayors and councils have also had other significant issues to deal with, including investigations and court proceedings against some of their elected members by their appointed and respective integrity commissioners, IC. The conclusion of these investigations may have caused turmoil in the community, and in some cases, a sense of negative energy has overshadowed the positive actions and progressive work that these council members continue to forge. The work of the Integrity Commissioner, IC, should never be mistaken as a negative process in communities, but one that is accepted as a positive influence on ensuring the integrity and accountability of elected officials. In fact, it is the very reason that the provincial government mandated all municipalities in Ontario to put in place a process that allows individuals to report alleged contraventions to the Municipal Conflict of Interest Act. Regardless, a sense of negative vibes continues to overshadow these communities, like a rain cloud, as emotions run high and certain folks begin to blame and point fingers at mayors and councils who have had to receive negative but warranted outcomes from their IC. Unfortunately, those negative vibes come from the very folks and friends of those who have contravened the laws in the first place and who are now trying to poison the well of positive work that continues to advance important community initiatives. It is those very few folks who fuel the fire of negativism and are also the first to be throwing stones at the council members who stood up for integrity and accountability and did the right thing for the community and its well-being. Calvin Council, continue to act with pride and respect and continue your role as governance leaders, allowing staff to move forward those bright initiatives that engage those in the community with the right and positive intentions to get things done. Having worked around both the administrative table of municipalities and around private sector boardrooms for over 38 years, I continue to advocate for those in the community who really hold their duties as elected officials seriously, with commitment and devotion to serving their constituents, not themselves. Yes, it is a thankless job, but such a crucial position that involves giving up personal time, resources, and family, all in the name of ensuring that the community thrives and succeeds in a democratic way and that it brings satisfaction and pride to its residents. Mayor and council should thank themselves every day for standing up to do what others, especially those sitting behind negative computer blogs and critical Facebook posts, won't do for their community. Having done some work lately in the township of Calvin, I felt obligated to write this note to thank the courageous and diligent council members who are in those positions because they genuinely care about the work and future of the township. I write this to remind them that they are in those positions because they have stepped up, they have been elected or appointed, they have shown integrity and accountability because others in the community left their ethics at the door of Township Hall. I also recently noticed that the very folks who love to criticize every positive effort of the township are also pushing against tools such as electronic telephone voting. Over 75% of Ontario municipalities have or will be incorporating some form of electronic telephone voting into the October 2022 election for a variety of reasons. Don't get left behind. Council has already made some positive technological strides that are required by tomorrow's family and business community. If you are not moving forward, you will move backward. It is easy for negative people to sit behind a computer and constantly criticize the positive efforts of elected officials who continue to work hard for their community and the families of the township, again not because they have to, but because they want to. Calvin Council, as a word from an outsider looking in, continue to build tomorrow by working together today. Continue the magnificent work and legacy that you were elected to do so, on behalf of the majority of your constituents, who will appreciate your work for years to come. Congratulations, Giacomo, Jake, Pastor Sue St. Marie.